Here's two things I want you to get from here. One, what are you passionate about? I'm going to help you. If you don't know, I'm going to help you. Two, your time spent is equal to your pursued passion. And I'll tell you why. So here's where we're thinking. Time spent is time consumed. Does that make sense? So as we're eating up time, have you ever heard that phrase? Like, you're eating up time, you're wasting time. You're consuming that time. Like right now, you're consuming this class. You're taking it in, right? So time spent is time consumed. There's nothing we can do about it. It's just a different way of saying time spent is time consumed. It's just a phrase, that's all it is. So if you think about that, if you're consuming this class right now, if you're consuming this week, if you're consuming the things that you're passionate about, how do you spend your time? It's just a question to get you thinking like I waste a lot of time, probably. Or I actually spend a lot of time playing basketball. You're consuming that stuff. You're taking that in. It is sitting with you. Here's the class, and this is why we're calling this class YouTube and Tacos. Our consumption of things define what we are passionate about. So if you're consuming time, you're consuming all of these things, it actually is telling me, what do you like to do? There are many opportunities to pursue stuff. And you have to use time for that. And so when you are given an opportunity, like an hour of free time, what are you doing in that hour? I will argue that a lot of y'all are pursuing what you want to do. And for me, that's telling me you're passionate about that thing. However, that may not always be the best thing to be pursuing, because sometimes we pursue that time without thinking about it. Does that make sense? Okay. So to help draw this out a little bit, we're going to have to define what I mean by these things. These are dictionary definitions, but I'm also going to help expand the definition of what we mean by these things. So passion, the thing is, if you think of the word passion, you're like, I'm passionate about something. You feel this way about it. Are you strong and barely controllable emotion or an intense desire or enthusiasm for something? I have something I'm passionate about. I'm passionate about running. More or less on the running side and more of just the sport of running. I don't run nearly as much as I used to. I'm passionate about the sport of cross country, track and field. I've grown up in it. I've been in it for 20 plus years on various levels. So what do you do with a passion? So if you have an intense desire for something, what's a desire? A strong feeling of wanting to have something or wishing for something to happen. Very similar definitions. But what do you do with the desire? What do you do with something you're passionate about? You consume it. You ingest. It's an amount of something that is used up or ingested. Think about you're really, really hungry. Who's ever been in the most hungry state? Can you think about that time? What were you, what were you feeling, or what are you feeling right now?
You're hangry.
You're hangry. I love that word.
Hangry.
Yeah?
I feel deprived.
You feel deprived?
Yes.
What do you do to solve that hunger?
Eat food.
Eat food. Well, generally, how or what do you eat when you're really, really hungry?
Food.
Good food.
You're telling me general stuff. Anything that's in front of you, right?
Anything filling.
Anything filling?
Ice cream.
Ice cream. Ice cream. So, in that state of hunger, it doesn't matter what food's in front of you. I was telling last class, last week, I was so hungry because I missed lunch that I was next to a grocery store. I went in and bought two boxes of Mike and Ike's. And I threw those back it was nothing. Just to hold off the pain of hunger. Why I chose Mike and Ike's, I have no idea. There's so much Red 40 in that that I know, like...
What's Red
40? Yeah, right? I would have done anything just to fill that hunger pain. So you desire food. It's a natural feeling for you to desire food. It's part of what you're given as God's creation. You hunger for something, like physically hunger for food. And so the Lord provided food to fill that hunger. Likewise, he's given you a desire and a passion for something, and also the ability to pursue that. But what do we do when we're so, so hungry that we'll do anything to fill that time or fill that food? We'll just eat anything. It doesn't matter what it is. We're not thinking about our health. We're not thinking about what's actually going to help me better, make sure I'm fuller for longer so I don't feel that pain again. We're just thinking, this is in front of me, so I'm going to take it. Likewise, y'all are given time to pursue something you're passionate about. The Lord has ingrained in something you're passionate about and the ability to pursue that passion. And sometimes we are so hungry for that passion to be pursued, we'll do anything to fill it. So in a lot of ways, we kind of waste time just trying to pursue something. So I'm arguing for that desire for something is not bad. Like, a desire is something the Lord created in us. How we pursue to fill that desire is what gets misused over time. So this is a good book. Telling Jonathan that it's very overdue from the library. I forgot until I got an email this morning. Contrary to Buddhism, the teaching of Jesus does not find liberty in the death of desire. So what does that mean? That's like kind of like wordy, and I have to think about that for a while. Like, freedom from things, freedom is not found when we put our desires at bay. Like, the Lord actually intended for our desires to be fulfilled, but he has a purpose and a way in which we should pursue those. Does that make sense? It's why, I'll keep reading. Contemporary advertisements works very hard to heighten our desires for a sleek sports car or that perfectly divine dress. It taps the natural desires God has given us and attempts to twist them and to play upon them to create envy in our souls. That's huge. So this desire, our natural desires God has given us, are twisted. They're twisted by the world. They're twisted by our sinfulness. They're twisted by the way that we don't really know. Maybe we just don't know how to pursue them properly. And so we just pursue them in the way that we can. So just like you're going to find food to fill your desire for food, to fill the hunger, you're going to find something to fill your time. You just are. Because you have a desire for something. So, I love this little clip right here. Any of y'all watch The Simpsons? I probably am not. Am I allowed to watch it? It is what it is. Everybody hear that? So they're stranded on an island. They're stranded on an island in the middle of nowhere. This is like the, Lord of the Flies episode. They're so hungry. They're sitting around there. They haven't eaten for days. And they're going around telling them, like, what am I? I'm so hungry I could eat this or that. And they said, I'm so hungry I could eat at Arby's. Which Arby's in my mind is delicious, but it was a fun jab at Arby's. This is when I'm so hungry, that is the clip I always think about every single time. Simpsons is classic. All right. Here's where we're headed. What you consume, and remember, we're rethinking what we consume, matters. Because it reveals what you're passionate about. So time spent equals pursued passion. And what you're passionate about reveals what you believe. Whether you're like, I don't really believe that, but you kind of do because you just did that, you know? I don't actually believe Mike and Ike's will fill my hunger. But what did I do? I went out and bought Mike and Ike's, and I tried to fill my hunger with it, and I felt horrible afterwards. Am I going to make that mistake again?
Yep.
Probably. But there are better options. I'm not going to learn from that and just say, well, I'm just not going to eat again so I don't fall into that temptation again. No, I'm still going to be hungry. I still need to eat. The question is, when I'm confronted with that, am I going to pursue that food over this? The food that's actually meant to fill my body, the food that the Lord intended for us to eat and actually enjoy and take pride in. If you're unsure of what you're passionate about or what you consume, how do you spend your time? Remember, consuming can be anything you spend time doing, whether you're watching YouTube, whether you're eating a taco, whether you're playing a sport or drawing a piece of art. How you spend your time will tell you what you're passionate about. So I actually want to use this time for an assessment. Because if you can figure out what you're actually passionate about, this class will, one, be a lot easier to take in. But two, it'll actually help you become more intentional on how you spend your time. So the Lord has given us, he's given us the desire, the passions, these feelings within us, these uncontrollable feelings. But he's also given us ways to pursue them. But he's also, like, given us the time for it. Like, he's given you this life to pursue these things. Like, this is part of one of the reasons why he's created you. And part of one of the reasons why each person in this room has different gifts and different things they're passionate about. And that's okay. The question is, are you pursuing them in a way that the Lord intended for you? So today, we're going to do an assessment that's going to help you kind of figure out, if you don't know what you're passionate about, this is going to help you. If you do, this is actually going to give you some key thoughts on, like, what's next. So there's two scenarios on here, and they're somewhat similar, and they can actually have the same answers, but the first one is, you are completely rested and fully energized. You don't want to go to bed. You're not sleepy. You're not tired. You have nothing else to do the rest of the day. And you have to spend the next hour or next day or the next week getting better at something. What do you do in that hour? What do you do in that day? And how do you spend a whole week? You have to get better at something. Doesn't matter what it is. You just have to get better at something. All right. Other scenario is, you're given a chance to become a professional at something you already spend time doing. One, what is that thing you become a professional at? Again, you're not limited except for the fact that you already have to spend some time doing it. It can be anything from, I love English, so I want to write books. Or it could be like, I love lacrosse, so I'm going to become a professional lacrosse player. I'm not limiting it to you. Don't put down here what mom and dad want you to put on here, or like what your youth pastor wants you to put on here. Put down what you want to become a professional at. There's no limitations to that. And then you're going to put what that is, and then how you're going to spend an hour pursuing that, how you're going to spend a day pursuing that, and how you're going to spend a week pursuing that. Yeah, so they can be the same. You're like, I just started doing this. I'm not really good at it, but I want to be a professional at it one day, and I just started it, you know. I'm thinking in the sense of, like, when I was in seventh grade, that was my first year of running. I already knew at that age I wanted to do that, like, and I'm still doing that. Like, I wanted to continue running on on a large level, on a professional and now coaching level. And here I am. And it's not by, like, I followed all these steps and did all these things. But that's why I'm saying those could be the two of the same thing. So you may not be quite good at it yet. You may have just started. Or you're awesome at it. Or you're awesome at something you don't want to be professional at it. It's like, I don't want to do this. And that's okay. So we're going to pass these out. That could be. So in some sense, yes, you're spending your time doing that. And we'll talk about this in the next couple of days. But how you spend your time, no matter what that time is given to you, so you've been given available time, how you spend that, how are you glorifying the Lord in that? Are you seeking rest? That's really, really important. That's restful to you, I'm sure. And that's why you're pursuing that. That is also important. I'm not saying that everything you have to do needs to be working constantly and working, being a workhorse and just getting to the next thing so you can get to the next level. It's being intentional with your time. So that is a very key, important to it and part of God's plan in that. So that's one of the things you need to keep in mind. Is that something you're going to be professional at, a professional reader?
It wasn't mine in the
book. Editors do that, I guess. But it's not very desirable for... So, good question. Thank you. Y'all aren't limited to, like, you know, the classes you take or anything like that. So this is big stuff. Like, something you really are wanting to pursue.
I guess I would start a business.
You'd start a business?
I would make a living.
So let me tell you why I ask these specific questions. All of you are most likely have an hour a day where you get to choose what you want to do. You already have that. You also have a day a week, usually, where you get to choose, more or less. Our culture shifting away from that. You're also given a week of, more than week, of time to kind of choose what you want to do. So I'm asking you, what are you doing in that time to fulfill the passion and desire God gave you? So I'm telling you, each person in this room has something God has gifted you with. A desire, a passion for something. Probably something different than the person sitting to the left and right of you. Maybe the same thing. There are more people that want to do what I want to do and a lot of people that do what I do. And that's awesome. You get to share in that. So, but what? How are you spending your time filling it with the right thing? So if you want to be a star football player, that's awesome. The Lord is going to celebrate that. However, there are two different ways you can pursue that. And the way God intended and the way the world wants you to pursue it. So, you have a passion. All of us have one. That's what this assessment is. And that's one thing I want you to take into day 2 and 3. If you can understand what your passion is or how you spend your time, days 2 and 3 are going to be so much easier and way more helpful. So if you've got one word that you wrote down, that's awesome. And put that in your pocket and take it into tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to get really, really deep into Scripture, and we're going to get actually have helpful things to help you discern your faith and what you're passionate about. And how they actually go together. And how they actually need one another to be faithful to the Lord. So two, also remember that your time spent, whatever your time is pursued passion. And this, your hope is to be the same as this. That's your hope, but that's not always the case. That is not always the case. So, If you can walk away with these two things today, that's going to be the most helpful heading into tomorrow. So think about that. As the time that you're here, this is time that more or less you desire to be here, or your parents desired for you to be here, or your youth pastor desired for you to be here. So how are you spending this time intentionally fulfilling the desires of you being here. Like, you don't want to just wander aimlessly throughout all week unless you are seeking rest. You're like, I need to rest. I need to sit back and just be there. And that is great, as long as you know that's what you're doing. Or I just need to play real hard, and in some ways that is restful. Or like, I'm trying to grow in the Lord. I need to understand his word better. How are you using this week to pursue that? These are good questions that I want y'all to sit on as we head into tomorrow. Like I said, tomorrow is going to be thick. It's going to be heavy. It's going to be really big. But as long as you have these two things, like you remember these two things, you'll be good. That's all you need to know going into tomorrow.